News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Two detainees at Guantanamo Bay are getting tickets out of the controversial detention center. Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin has more from Washington.
As part of an effort to step up pressure to close Gitmo, the White House signals intentions to transfer two detainees to Algeria. Press Secretary Jay Carney says the Pentagon is certifying plans and will consult with Congress. President Obama has blamed Congress for limiting efforts to transfer prisoners back to their home countries. Republican critics say more than a quarter of released detainees return to al-Qaeda ranks. In Washington, Jared Halperin, Fox News Radio.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he's disappointed in his friend, suspended Milwaukee Brewer slugger Ryan Braun, saying he was lied to. During the Packers' first training camp of the season today, Rodgers says he did not feel great being lied to, but he believes in forgiveness and adds that Braun will have a tough task ahead of him. The Brewer slugger was suspended for the rest of the season amid allegations of using performance-enhancing drugs and then lying about it. Why go to the Capitol in Madison? Well, some people go there just to get arrested. And it seems to be working out pretty well, as Bob Haig reports.
Bob Jamboys was at the Capitol for a meeting Thursday as more arrests were made out of the noon hour solidarity sing-along.
It would appear that the administration's efforts to quell dissent have seemed to backfire.
The state says arrests could be avoided if the singers would simply apply for a permit, but Jamboys says there's not that level of organization for the event.
It's just kind of an amorphous amalgam of people who happen to coalesce around the lunch hour and sing protest songs.
He says even people who don't agree with the solidarity group would support their right to peaceably assemble in the Capitol. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A 30-year-long scientific study on how acid rain affects Wisconsin lakes will come to an end on Monday. DNR scientists are removing the barrier that's divided Little Rock Lake in Vilas County since 1984. Carl Watrous is a research scientist with the DNR, has been involved with the project since the beginning. He said at the time there was speculation about the effect of acid rain on lakes, but now they have definite evidence.
People were seeing declines in the fish populations. The water clarity was increasing. There were dense growths of green filamentous algae on the bottom. And those were considered to be the signatures of acidification due to acid rain. But it hadn't been proven that if you acidify a lake, that's what happens. So we ran that experiment and made that proof.
Scientists will be removing the 250-foot plastic barrier Monday, but the studies will continue on the lakes once the lake is now one body of water again. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is calling for Congress to enact immigration reform, saying the ag industry would suffer if something is not done. According to the 2006 report, 77% of all ag workers in the U.S. were born in another country. Vilsack said another study shows Georgia farmers were 40% short on field hands in their 2012 harvest. This after tough immigration hiring laws were enacted there. Vilsack adds this could trickle down to other states, including Wisconsin. Big spending on low-profile elections in Wisconsin already, as Bob Haig reports.
Races for state Supreme Court and school superintendent may not have generated big voter turnout, but there was plenty of money spent.
These were spring elections. They were considered to be low-profile, inexpensive elections, and yet we see over $2 million spent in the Supreme Court race and over $1 million spent in the school superintendent race.
Mike McCabe with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign says most of that was on the incumbent's behalf, Supreme Court Justice Pat Rogensack and Superintendent Tony Evers.
What you ended up having was the incumbents really heavily backed by interest groups. Their challengers didn't have that kind of backing, so they really didn't get a message out.
Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A fundraising event to fight cancer underway in Amherst. It's the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. Several teams seeking donations, plus there's hourly activities starting at 7 o'clock and going till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning at Amherst High School. One of the team leaders is Ron Gonzalez and says the money raised goes to a good cause.
We're raising funds and walking and having a good time trying to raise money for American Cancer Society so they can do more research.
Anyone that wants to take part or donate can do so online. We've got a link for you at WSAU.com. You might remember the story yesterday about the puppy at the Humane Society in Milwaukee that needed donations to pay for medical expenses. The 3-month-old pup named Bella has more than enough donations now. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for the overnight hours, a chance of showers and a low of 46 degrees. Isolated showers on Saturday, expect cooler temps and a high of only 63. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower, high near 65. Then sunny and warmer on Monday, high of 75. Still a chance of storms coming up on Tuesday, high 78, partly cloudy 78 on Wednesday too. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.